everyone. Monica Reinagel, the Nutrition Diva, here with your quick and dirty tips for eating well and feeling fabulous. Thanksgiving is a time to gather with friends and family, to be grateful for all we have, and to stuff ourselves silly. Now, I'm not really that concerned about the long-term consequences, because as I've said before, a single day of excess isn't going to make you gain weight any more than a one-day juice cleanse is going to make you lose any significant amount of weight. Nonetheless, it's just no fun to push yourself away from the table and realize too late that you've eaten to the point of discomfort. So here are five strategies that can help you enjoy this year's festivities without regrets. And now here's Thanksgiving tip number one. Keep the appetizers light. The traditional Thanksgiving menu features a lot of heavy, rich dishes, lots of starches, creamy casseroles, and everything is just dripping with butter and gravy. It's not a light meal. Unfortunately, the pre-dinner snacks tend to be just as heavy and rich as the main event, and all too often people sit down to dinner already half full from the snacks they've been nibbling on all afternoon while dinner is prepared. So rather than filling up on calorie-dense appetizers like cheese and crackers, clam dip, nuts, and bacon-wrapped pineapple chunks, try keeping the pre-dinner snacks light. Crisp radishes and snow peas with a yogurt-based dip, or some kale chips, or steamed edamame, for example. And clearing away all the snacks about an hour or so before dinner will also help ensure that people sit down to the table with a little bit of an appetite. Thanksgiving tip number two, use smaller plates. Research shows that when we use smaller plates, we serve ourselves smaller portions, we consume fewer calories, but we feel just as satisfied as we do after eating more calories off of larger plates. Now, consider that the average size of dinner plates has gone from 9 to 13 inches over the past 30 years, and our rising rates of obesity don't seem that surprising. So do yourself and your guests a favor this year by setting the table with smaller plates. Grandma's china is probably a lot smaller than your modern dinnerware. Alternatively, the salad or sandwich plates from your oversized set might be perfect. And the same holds true for things like wine glasses and forks. The larger they are, the more we consume. Downsizing your servingware will not only help you eat a bit less without even noticing, it'll also make your table a lot less crowded. Thanksgiving tip number three is to serve up your vegetables first. If you start out by filling your plate with stuffing and mashed potatoes and candied yams, you're very likely to be out of room on your plate by the time you get to the string beans, the Brussels sprouts, and the carrots. Reverse the trend by helping yourself to turkey and all the vegetables first, leaving less room on the plate for those starchy fillers. Now, if you are in charge of all or part of the menu this year, try to ensure that there are at least as many vegetables as starches, and resist the temptation to smother them all in cheese, cream of mushroom soup, and/or fried onions. Some crisp and colorful vegetables just lightly steamed and topped with a bright squeeze of lemon juice or some fresh herbs provide a welcome contrast to all the other dense and heavy dishes. Some of my favorite vegetable sides for Thanksgiving include steamed carrots lightly glazed in ginger and just a bit of butter, or tender crisp green beans tossed with cilantro and garlic, or very lightly dressed coleslaw or pickled vegetables. My fourth tip for Thanksgiving is to choose your starch. One of the things that makes Thanksgiving dinner so devastating is all of the redundant starches. Now think about it. During the rest of the year, a dinner menu might feature a protein, a starch, and a vegetable. Or at my house, we often skip the starch altogether and have a second or even a third vegetable instead. But the traditional Thanksgiving menu includes a bird stuffed with bread, at least one or two types of potatoes, plus rolls, and often several other starches as well. And research shows that we eat more when we have a greater variety than we do when our choices are more limited. If you are cooking this year, consider reining in the madness just a bit. I know stuffing and potatoes might be non-negotiable, but would anyone really miss the rolls? Is it really necessary to serve mashed potatoes, roasted potatoes, and scalloped potatoes? And even if you have no control over the menu, You can also choose to eat only one of the many starch dishes this year instead of all of them. And that brings me to my fifth Thanksgiving tip, which is to remember that you don't have to sample everything. When we go to a restaurant, we don't feel we have to order every single thing on the menu just because the chef has prepared them. No, we choose our favorite item and we feel no sense of loss or deprivation about that. But somehow, when faced with a Thanksgiving buffet of 20 different dishes, we feel duty-bound to sample every single one. By all means, marvel over the beautiful array of colors and aromas, and please compliment the chefs on the amazing spread they've prepared. And then, just as you would when handed a menu full of delicious options, choose what you'd like to enjoy that evening and enjoy the heck out of it. Likewise, when it comes to dessert, it really is not necessary to have a piece of all five desserts any more than you'd order every single item on a dessert menu. There's a sort of madness that sets in at Thanksgiving, as if this will be the last pumpkin pie we will ever see. But Thanksgiving actually comes every year, and the menu doesn't change all that much. Barring catastrophe, your life is likely to include many more pumpkin pies, all of which will taste very similar to the dozens of pumpkin pies you've had before. When I remind myself of that, it seems to put things back into perspective for me, allowing me to make my decision based on how much room I actually have left in my stomach and which dessert looks particularly appealing or unusual. And for an unusual take on that pumpkin pie, be sure to check our website for my recipe for pumpkin avocado pie. It's at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com. And now enjoy your holiday and remember to eat something good for me.